Okay, one, two, one, two.
Well, here we are in the dressing room of the music hall, not your standard setting for a political interview. Well, tell us what we're doing here.
This is one of the meetings I've been doing around the country, meeting new SNP members, meeting people who are not yet members of the SNP but have come along to hear what we've got to say. It's part of what I want to be, a new, much more open approach to politics. I've said I want to be and I intend to be the most accessible First Minister the country's ever had. So there's going to be a lot of this from me getting out and about there, doing town hall meetings, question and answer sessions, and just making sure that people have the opportunity to put me on the spot, ask questions and get their point of view across.
And in this particular arena tour, as it is, how successful do you think you've been?
It's been incredibly successful. You know, the SNP has been in the fantastic position since the referendum of having tens of thousands of new members. And I thought it was really important to get round the country to meet as many of those new members as possible and to give them the chance to tell me why they've joined the SNP, what they want to see the party doing. But I was also very clear that I wanted it to be open to people who are not members of the SNP, because I've got ambitions for the SNP to get even bigger over the years to come. So we've had, you know, tens of thousands of people engaging with this already. It's not just the town hall meetings that I've been doing. I've done Facebook question and answer sessions as well. All of it is designed to have a open, participative, direct approach to politics. And in the post-referendum period, I think there's a massive appetite for that. People really want to be involved, they want to be engaged, and we just want to find as many ways as possible of making that happen.
Well, Aberdeen City and Shire voted no in the referendum, and we have a Labour-led council here. What's the message from the SNP and our new First Minister to Aberdeen City and Shire?
Well, my message to every part of Scotland, but I'm keen to make this message very clear in Aberdeen and the Shire and the North East generally, is that I want to be and I will be a First Minister for all of Scotland. I got the chance during the referendum to get out and about, to visit literally every corner of our country. And I know there are people in all parts of the country who think Edinburgh is a long way away and that the government needs to get out more to do more for their part of the country. And that's what I want to do as First Minister. I'm really proud of the investment we're making in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, you know, from things like the Aberdeen Western Peripheral Route through to improved rail services to the council tax freeze and the benefit that has for households across the North East. So we're putting our money where our mouth is, but I'm determined we continue to do that in recognition of how important Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire is to the whole economy of Scotland.
Now, there's been a historically difficult relationship between Aberdeen City Council over the past few years and the Scottish Government. What efforts will you make to try and sort of heal the divides and work together in the future?
Well, yeah, I'm not interested in divides and divisions and arguments. I mean, these are inevitable in politics sometimes. And, you know, we're in different parties, we've got different points of view, but we've all got a responsibility to work for the people that we represent. And that means being prepared to put party political differences aside and get on with the job. So that will be the approach I bring to the job. And, you know, I would say to Aberdeen City Council, whatever the divisions and the arguments have been in the past, let's wipe the slate clean, let's work together, find the areas where we can make common cause in the best interests of the people in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire more widely. So that's how I'll approach it, and if they meet me halfway, then I'm sure we can have a very, very good working relationship.
So you filled the music hall today. I guess the hard part is reaching out to those people who maybe aren't SNP supporters in the future. Well, how do you go about that?
Well, I am very clear that as the government of Scotland, our job is to represent all of Scotland. The very nature of politics means that you have different points of view to other political parties and different points of view on things like independence to some people across the country. But I'm very focused on making sure we've got a health service that is fit for purpose, that we've got the best education system in the world, that we're investing in our infrastructure so that we support economic growth. Now, these are things that we don't have to have party political divides about. These are things that we should all get behind. So that's my overriding message. I'm First Minister for everybody in this country. I don't care whether you voted yes or no. I'm here to represent you. And as we look towards a Westminster election, I think there's another unifying message that can go out to everybody across the country. I think whether people voted yes or no in the referendum, most people in Scotland want to see our parliament be as strong as possible. They want to see Scotland's voice be heard. They want to see our interests be protected. So my message as we approach the Westminster election is, even if you've never voted SNP in a Westminster election before, even if you voted no in the referendum, if you want Scotland to be as strong as we can be, then lend us your vote, lend the SNP your vote in the Westminster election, and make sure that that momentum for change, that strong Scottish voice, is continued and strengthened in the Westminster Parliament that lies ahead.
I mean, and finally, just on that point, I mean, today, I mean, probably the worst kept secret in politics came out, and Alex Salmond announced he would be standing for Gordon. What are your thoughts then? Obviously, a strong candidate for the SNP, some might say.
Yeah, I'm delighted with Alex's announcement. You know, you say it's the worst kept secret, but genuinely, he's been carefully considering the options that he had. So I'm thrilled that he's decided to throw his hat in the ring and be a candidate for the Westminster election. I'm pretty sure our opponents will be feeling a bit nervous at this news. I've worked as part of a team with Alec for, you know, the last 10 years as his deputy, and the prospect of me leading the party and being First Minister of Scotland with him down in Westminster, making sure Scotland's voice is heard there, is one that I think is incredibly exciting, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, and just one more. People who are coming here to see you today, what's the main thing you want people of Aberdeen to take away from this meeting here?
That I am your First Minister, and if there are things you want my government to be doing that we're not, then you should tell me that. That I want to make sure that the policies of my government are supporting the economy of Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, so that the economy of Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire can support the economy of the rest of Scotland. And, you know, that's the key message. The SNP is, in many, many ways, Scotland's party. We're the biggest party in Scotland. We're the government of Scotland. And the responsibility is ours to demonstrate through our actions that we exist to serve everybody, regardless of politics, regardless of point of view. We exist to represent the interests of this country, to make the country stronger.
Super. Thank you very much. Cheers.